All right. Sup, freaks. Got a couple people in the TFTC chat. I'm a new face. You might have seen me on some RHRs and also on TFTC before. And I've done some live things with Marty, like at BTC Plus here in Austin. So let me do my intro here. What's up? Freedom Tech. If you're not familiar with that, that is my friend Carlos Matos from BitConnect. A lot of people are new. I actually am surprised at how many people don't know about that video. It's one of the best. It's honestly my favorite Bitcoin video of all time. It's not really Bitcoin, it's crypto, but go check it out. BitConnect. Okay, we are here. Welcome to Freedom Tech Weekend. My name is Marks. I am your host here every week, where we show you one tool that you can play with this weekend to decouple yourself a little bit more from the technology that has taken hold of your data. These proprietary systems, you can't see their code, you can't see where your data lives, you can't see what they're doing with your data, and a lot of times you can't even get your data out. So we're trying to give you tools that every weekend you can do a little bit more to take control of your data, take back control of your technical life, right? Okay, we are live on X, on my X. We're also live on YouTube, on the TFTC YouTube channel, and we're live on Zap.stream. Why are we streaming to TFTC? This is something new that we're trying this week, and we might do this every week if it goes well. We are Freedom Tech oriented, and TFTC, despite what many people think, it stands for Truth for the Commoner. And what better truth than freedom technology? And I know that Marty is obviously very big on freedom tech. And then Odell, they do RHR, Rabbit Hole Recap, every week. And they haven't missed a week in, I don't know, 6 years, 7 years, whatever it's been. So a lot of freedom tech content on here. And so this is a great addition to that body of work. So we'll see. Well, maybe I'm speaking out of turn here. I think it's good stuff to have. Whether or not I do a good job at it is a totally different story. But I'm just here trying to help people understand what tools are out there and what they can play with. So if you don't know who I am, I'm Marks. I am a co-founder of a company that makes Maple AI. Maple is a private, confidential AI. It's like ChatGPT, but your data is end-to-end encrypted. And so you have control of your data, not us. We can't see what you're chatting about, but we try to give you tools that are comparable to things that you would get with ChatGPT, Claude, Grok, that kind of stuff. We are not fully there yet. We're playing catch up because we're just a small two-person team, but we're working hard to get there because I think we all deserve to have AI privacy. And Sam Altman and others like to talk about AI privacy, but haven't implemented it yet. So we're doing it. We're giving it to you. It's here. The future is now. You can get sovereign AI. Obviously, running AI locally is the most private. That's great. But sometimes you need more compute power and you want to use the cloud, and you shouldn't have to sacrifice your privacy just to use the cloud. That's what you get with something like Maple AI. Try maple.ai. Cool. Okay. Today, we're here to talk about podcasting 2.0. We're here to talk about a lot of the podcasting 2.0 apps. A big one is Fountain. There are tons of other ones too. Fountain is not the only one, and Fountain would happily let you know that there are other ones too. I view a lot of these emerging technologies as all these competitors, quote, we're actually working together to grow the industry. So Fountain, I think PodFan or PodFriends, I don't know, there's a whole bunch of them. They all have pod names, right? But they're all working together to try and grow this podcasting 2.0 movement, which is reclaiming your feed, reclaiming your show. You don't have to give up your show over to Spotify. You don't have to give it over to YouTube. You don't have to give it over to Apple and let them be 100% in control of it. Apple, less so. It's more Spotify and YouTube that try to kind of lock down and be the source for your RSS feed and be the source for your show, and then push you around and control what you can and can't do with that, right? it's much better to be the one in control of your feed, and then you can syndicate it out to Spotify. You can syndicate it out to YouTube and all these others. You know, flip the script a little bit. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We got some people in the chat. Odell looks different. Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely not Odell. I'm Marks. And I've always thought that Odell actually looks a lot like Morgan Wallen. You know, I've never actually seen Odell and Morgan Wallen in the same room together. So it's, we don't know for sure if they are not the same person. But the way that we do things here is we try to keep these to like 30 minutes. I have a lot of new people listening for the first time today. So I'm just going to give you a quick primer on what the hell is Freedom Tech Weekend. Okay, so I'm going to share my screen. I've got a home server set up where I do all of my broadcasting from. And I try to keep it as like a clean spot. So let me pull it up. And then I'll kind of just give you a brief, like quick 2 minute thing of what is Freedom Tech Weekend? Why are we doing this? And then we'll dive into the topic for the week. So let's do share screen, share this window. Bam. All right. So that should be going. And then as always, I like to adjust so that I am just a circle. Sweet. Okay. And we're streaming. All right. So this is Freedom Tech Weekend. This is my channel on YouTube. But moving forward, if this goes well, these are going to be showing up on the TFTC channel. But I'm just going to show you kind of back stuff here. So what we've done is every week I stream a new episode for 30 minutes where I talk about some kind of tool that you can use and try out this weekend to decouple your life a little bit more from proprietary technology, from big tech, from people who want to hang on to your data. So the first week we talked about Tailscale, which is a way to build your own VPN network with your own devices. It uses WireGuard. We've talked about Goose, which is something that Block made. It's open source. That was on week two for doing AI stuff locally and gluing together a bunch of different AI tools. We've talked about how to do accounting with Firefly 3 and get rid of QuickBooks. We've talked about Kagi's Orion browser, which is a web browser that tries to be very privacy oriented. We talked about how to manage your passwords in week five. So you can use password managers that are more open. We had Bitwarden and then we had more proprietary systems, and we kind of talked about the trade-offs there and privacy. Another one, we talked about email. How do you do privacy email? That was week six, it was week six, using email aliases. That one, by the way, a lot of our Maple users, probably, I haven't run the numbers lately, but it seems like over half of our Maple users use privacy email addresses. So we don't even know who they are. And then to further that, a lot of them pay with Bitcoin over Lightning or eCash over Lightning. And so we don't know their name. We don't know who they are through their email address. And we don't know who they are through their payment channels. So they're very private. A lot of Maple users use great OPSEC. Number seven, we talked about AirDrop alternatives. How can you share files between devices over Wi-Fi Direct without depending on AirDrop? Then we talked about Tor. Tor is obviously one of the biggest Freedom Tech tools out there. So we talked about that. Then we talked about Signal, also one of the biggest Freedom Tech tools on the planet. Signal is doing things really well because they have tried to find that balance between great user experience while also maintaining privacy. And that's really the balance that we try to strike with Maple and with Open Secret, which is the name of our company that builds Maple. We are trying to win through great user experience, but also bringing strong privacy. And then let's see, we actually did a show on Maple because ChatGPT had that big ruling from the New York Times, from the lawsuit going on by the New York Times. So the big ruling from the courts was that ChatGPT had to start retaining more user data, even the ones that they said that they weren't retaining, the temporary chats or chats that you deleted, they now have to hang on to those. So we did a whole episode about that. That one ended up being an hour long episode instead of 30 minutes because I broke down the entire court case and the ruling and walked through that. Then 2 weeks ago, we talked about how to ditch your maps, Google Maps, Apple Maps, and use more freedom-oriented map technology. And then last week, we went on the road. We were at the beach. We were at the pool. We were taking a vacation for the week, but we don't miss a week here on Freedom Tech Weekend. So we talked about my favorite device, which is the Daylight Computer, the DC-1, and talked about how it can get you out in the sun. We talked about sunlight, artificial light, blue light, red light, all that stuff, as well as a hacker movement to install Linux on the DC-1. So you don't even have to use a Googled Android operating system on the Daylight Computer. They're working on also doing just flashing it with open source Linux. All right. I don't want to belabor this anymore, but that's the background of Freedom Tech Weekend. You can go see our archive of shows. Let's jump in to podcasting 2.0. Somebody says they can't hear me. I think, yeah, sound is working. So if you can't hear me, it's probably you, because I'm hearing it through YouTube just fine. Let me hop over to X. Well, you're on YouTube. So I'm on the same channel you are on YouTube, and the audio is working. So sorry, Gary. Maybe check out your audio settings. But if more people say they can't hear me, then I'll look into it more. All right, let me open up the chat over here, and then I've got Zap.stream going too. So let me bust out Zap.stream. It looks like Restream doesn't coalesce all of the chats in one spot, which kind of sucks, but that's all right. I'll just monitor the situation for all of them. Let me open up my other browser where I've got Zap.stream. All right. Cool, we've got one comment on Zap.stream, which is WTF. Listen, I don't know what you're WTFing about, but that's cool. It is a good general view of the world, right? WTF is going on. Okay, today we're talking about podcasting 2.0. I need to get on schedule here because we have RHR starting in 30 minutes from now on this channel. So turn up the mic gain. I can. It's pretty loud already, but let's do it. Okay. Turning up the mic gain. My problem is I don't want to like clip out. So I turned it up a little bit. Hopefully that's working well. I mean, I feel like it's loud when I listen on YouTube. So I'm just going to press forward. I'll try to stay close to the microphone because this is a dynamic microphone. Okay. Podcasting 2.0. What is this? So if you've ever wanted to start your own show, it's super simple. You just get a microphone. You can even use the microphone on your laptop or on your computer, whatever you have, and just start recording, right? Okay, cool. JT Snow says, thanks, that's better. Awesome, glad it's better. So you can just start broadcasting. You can just do things. You don't need permission from anybody. And a lot of people start by going to Spotify and just sign up for a free account there and start doing it. And then down the line, they realize, oh shit, I'm like captured by Spotify and I can't do anything now. So don't start there, start on your own. Podcast Index, this is Adam Curry. You've probably heard Adam Curry's name. He's been on Joe Rogan a few times, and Joe Rogan calls him the Podfather because Adam Curry kind of started podcasting back in the day in the early 2000s. He and a guy named Dave Jones run the Podcast Index, which is a nonprofit that basically hosts all of these podcast feeds. It's a place that you can find them. It also has an API where all these other apps can tap into it. So most of the podcasting 2.0 apps out there get their lists from the Podcast Index. Podcasting 2.0 has this namespace thing that we'll get into here in a second, but this is where they're declaring kind of these new tags within the RSS feed. They're not throwing away RSS. They're just declaring new tags within RSS to support all sorts of really cool new features. So let's figure out what podcasting 2.0 is. Describe podcasting 2.0 to me. Be brief. Top features. Okay, so we're gonna ask Maple here. I'm using the Gemma model, and Gemma usually is very chatty. All right, podcasting 2.0 briefly explained. Let's see if this looks pretty good. Yeah. So what you get value for value. That's the monetization aspect of it that we'll go into. This is where people can send you money. They can either stream it to you per minute. That's something I do. They stream they stream Bitcoin in the form of sats to you every minute, or they can boost it where during the show or at the end of the show, you can be like, I really like this episode. Let me send you a tip. Let me send you a boost. And that boost not only sends money to the creator, but a lot of times you can like attach a message to that, and then that can go out through other feeds and help bring discoverability. Then you've got Podcast Index. We just talked about that for a second. Secure your podcast feed. This, I don't know how AI loves to hallucinate. I don't know if that's a thing yet, but it might be. Transcription support, chapter support. These are like two of the big ones. Transcripts and chapters and then value for value are some of the biggest parts of podcasting 2.0 and some of the new features that you get with it. I had a page open here that kind of walks through. All right. So RSS Blue is my favorite podcasting 2.0 host. We're going to talk about them later because they have merged with Fountain. So RSS Blue is now part of Fountain and they're migrating people over to it, but they have great documentation here. So what you get with podcasting 2.0 that you don't get with 1.0, right? 1.0 was all these standard things like the author of the show, the copyright, the category of the show, cover art, that kind of stuff. Well, 2.0 is adding all sorts of really interesting things that people have wanted for a long time, and they stopped asking permission. First, they were trying to go to Apple and some of the big ones and say, hey, will you implement this tag? Will you implement that tag? And it was just wasn't really going anywhere. So they decided, let's just organize ourselves and let's just do it. So they created this namespace, which is within the RSS feed. It has right here. Where is it? This tab. So they do this little RSS version 2.0, XMLNS, podcast equals, and then you declare that you are part of the valid podcast 2.0 namespace. And then what that does is that gives you all sorts of new things. So you get chapters. You can declare chapters really easily. Those chapters can have all sorts of cool things. Like you can put a different image for each chapter. So as people move through your podcast, it doesn't have to be the same image the whole time. It can change dynamically throughout. You also get titles per chapter, and you can even put music. What's it called? If you have music in there or something, you can change who the money goes to. So as people are streaming money to you or they're boosting money on your episode, for specific chapters, you can declare, well, this chapter should go there. Like, let's say you're a music podcast. Per song, as you go through them, you can change and pay out to those artists. So cool things you can do there. Episode stuff, they've got funding, which we're already talking about. That's part of value for value, I believe, unless that's different. Let's see. Funding URL. When creating a feed, there are a number of details you must specify. Okay. I don't know. Locked podcast GUID, or however you want to say it. This is kind of cool because this creates a unique identifier for each podcast so that it can be identified across all of the apps and all of the services. It's odd that that wasn't in podcasting 1.0, but it's here. They have it as part of 2.0. Pod ping is the thing that like lets all the services know you've put out a new episode and that you've updated it, and just goes out and pings them all and says, hey, go check my RSS feed. There's something new here. You can have seasons now, which is cool. So if you're doing a show that a lot of like fictional shows or true crime podcasts, those kinds of things that have different seasons, this makes it easy to do that. Transcripts is a big one. Transcripts were even bigger before AI, but now that AI is out, it's kind of easy to generate those, but it still is great. Do transcripts. If you're not doing them, it's really easy. I should do a future show on how I do transcripts. I use local AI to generate those. Fountain also generates them now when I upload, so that's cool too. Value for value, value time splits. Let's talk about those. Value for value and value time splits. There's this website here called valueforvalue.info. What this is effectively, we should be supporting the great content that we want to see or hear. And the way that it's worked for decades and for generations now is that they use advertising to pay for that. So they give you all their content for free, and then advertisers come on and they read an ad or they interject ads in the middle, which this video is going out through the TFTC YouTube channel. And so when you watch the archive version of this, it's probably going to pause and show you ads. And like, that just makes me want to crash out. I hate that stuff. But it happens, right? So value for value is a way to try and break that model where if you are really enjoying a piece of content, then you should send value. If you're getting value out of it, then you should give them value. And that's why it's value for value. And so podcasting 2.0 tried to put that into the protocol with this streaming of money per minute or boosting something, right? But you can also do it in other ways. The Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak, they have their show they do weekly called No Agenda. They have been on the forefront of value for value. They've been the ones that have kind of developed this idea and pushing it. And you can contribute in other ways. You don't have to send money. They have had people contribute by creating the chapters for them, going through and listening to the episode and breaking down the chapters, creating art content for them for their cover art, transcripts, translations. Like, there are so many ways that you can contribute. I've had people contribute to this show before in the previous version I was doing called Freedom Tech Wrap. I had people helping out there. So you can give value back in other ways. And that's what this whole movement is about, is value for value. Now, I'll be real with you. Value for value does not pay enough to replace advertising yet. It would be awesome if we got there. Maybe it's going to be a hybrid long-term where you do both value for value and advertising. Who knows? But I think it's a really cool idea, and I'm grateful and glad that it's in the podcasting 2.0 spec. The other aspect of value for value that you saw on here is this concept of value time splits. Does this go to it? Okay, well, it doesn't, but what it is you can split where the money goes. And this is really cool, and this is all thanks to Bitcoin technology and Lightning, where I can specify in my thing, do I want to dox myself? No, I'll just explain it. So I'll have AI explain it, actually. Explain value time splits, because I would love to have something on the screen rather than just say it out loud. Let's see what it gives me here. Cool. Okay, yes. So here you go. So in your RSS, there's a thing called a value block, and you can specify who gets what, right? This breaks it down per segment, but I can say, all right, I'm the main talent on air, if you will. I'm also the producer of the show. I'm kind of doing almost all of it. So I can get on here and I can say I get 80% of the show. And then let's say that I use intro music and I want to give the artist a portion of that. Well, during the intro, I can send 90% or 95% or 100% of any money that comes in during the intro to the artist who made the music. And then let's say that I have a guest on that day. Well, I want that guest to get some of it. So during the time that the guest is on the show, whether it's the whole show or just half of it, then I'm going to get the guest's Lightning address and I'm going to stick that in there. And any money that is streamed during that time or any boosts that happen during that time will be split with the guest. So if I do a 50-50, then I get 50% and the guest gets 50%. Super easy. Like, this isn't tough stuff to do. Like, it's really easy to put in there and then it all just flows. Now, let's say that the guest has their own split set up, right? So we'll use Rabbit Hole Recap, for example. So you have Odell and you have Marty. And they're doing the show together, but Marty works with Logan, who helps produce the show. Odell works with, I think Paul is his guy's name. So let's say that they want to share with them. They probably don't. Just kidding. They might. I don't know. Let's say they want to share with them. So they put Logan and Paul in their value block. And so if they're doing RHR, the money's coming in, it's split with those guys, and then it's split down again. And they can split a whole bunch of different ways because I know that they have more people working with them. So just a little example. And then if you're a musician, let's say I'm doing a music podcast and I'm just going to do 10 songs in a half hour. Wouldn't be 10, but you know what I mean. So I'm doing 40 minutes of nonstop music, which is what the radio stations always do, right? Commercial free, 40 minutes. So I'm doing that. I'm playing all these songs, which probably ends up being about 10 songs. Then with each new song that comes on, I have the value block split over to that artist's Lightning address. but they have their own value split because they have their own music producers, they have their own distributors, they have their own this, their own that. And they have each member of the band. Maybe the person who wrote the song gets more than just the members of the band. So whatever arrangements they've put together, they can set that up. And so I don't have to worry about all that garbage, right? I just send money to the artist and I let them work it out. And then they have their own splits that flow out and it can all be automated. It can all be really easy. No more of this really crappy stuff where you're traveling and you want to watch your show on Netflix and you're in a different jurisdiction. And now that show's not available in that version of Netflix because they didn't work out the contractual agreement with some boom mic operator that doesn't want their show to be streamed in Norway. And so like, it's really asinine stuff, right? Let's just let the money flow, just program it in the protocol and let it flow. That's what podcasting 2.0 does. That's what the value time split does. That's what the value block does, value for value. It's all like really cool stuff. I think you should all be trying to use it. So how do we get going? Well, you can use just basic recording software on your computer. Every Mac comes with GarageBand. You can just start there. If you don't have a Mac, you have Linux or Windows or something, you can use something like Audacity. Mac can use Audacity too if you want to do that. But you just open it up, you hit record, and you start talking, right? And then you can find a podcasting host to host it for you, or you can host it yourself. You can make your own RSS feed. It's not hard. You can use any manner of tools to do it, or you can just use AI. You could use Maple to be like, yo, build me a script that makes me an RSS feed, right? Let's just do that. Build me a script. Let's do a JavaScript file that can make me an RSS feed for my new podcasting 2.0 show. This is on air. I don't know what this is going to do and if I should switch over to DeepSeek or something, but let's just see what it spits out, right? Because I just want to show you, this is like really easy stuff that you can do yourself. All right. So it's building me a script that I can use to generate my RSS feed. I could also just have it make an RSS file and then I can manually edit. But what I would love is to have a file that I can like pass in new episode information and then it updates my RSS file, right? So it looks cool. I obviously haven't run it. I'm not going to run it right now. But what you could do is I could come in here and say, no, I want to pass in episode information and then I want you to like, and my RSS file. I want you to take my RSS file and update it with the new episode information. Oh, wow. It's really doing a lot here. Okay. Show me how to use it. All that cool stuff. We're vibe coding on air. This episode was not supposed to be about vibe coding. All right. How long have we been going? Okay. Yeah. So, hey, Obscure AF. Yeah. What's up? People are wondering like who the heck this is. This is a new thing we're trying. This is Freedom Tech Weekend. We're going to stream out on TFTC channels, both on X and on YouTube. X didn't work today, but we are every weekend, we give you a new tool that you can try out where you can start to decouple your life from big tech, basically from captured technology, people who want to hang on to your data and make you the product instead of them being the product. So these are just short half hour shows that are going to happen every Friday. Tends to be around 15:30 UTC, but the time is flexible. So welcome. You're getting something new. If you don't like me, don't tune in. But that's what we're doing here. We're trying out this new experiment. Okay. The last part that I want to talk about with podcasting 2.0 is you can get on here and they have all these apps. So the Podcast Index has a list of apps. There's another list on podcasting2.org. These ones have pretty pictures, so it's easier to kind of scroll through them. These are more... I think these are more like consumer apps, whereas the page on Podcast Index goes into tool apps as well. Like this has hosting on here, all sorts of things, right? But check it out. You can grab your favorite app to use to listen to things. If you want to create a podcast, this is a great place to look and find things. This is how I found RSS Blue originally and absolutely loved their product. And this is the segue that I wanted to say. RSS Blue has actually merged with Fountain now. So they're working together. Fountain is not only a great app for listening to podcasts, but it's a great app as a podcast author. And so this is where I'm building all my stuff now. This is where I publish Freedom Tech Weekend. So once we're done streaming here and I click end stream, then I download the video, I extract the audio from it, I create my own transcripts, I do all sorts of, I create descriptions and things, and then I upload it to Fountain for my audio RSS feed for the show. And Fountain is doing some really cool stuff with this. I actually reached out to them. Shout out to Oscar and Davidas who are working on this. And wanted me to mention that not only does Podcasting 2.0 do monetization through value for value, Fountain is doing some stuff with subscribers. So they're trying to build out a whole thing similar to Patreon, where you can get people subscribing to your show for a monthly fee, and then you can get bonus content, you can get early content, you can get ad-free content, all sorts of cool stuff. But they're also trying to do discoverability. And that's a big missing piece when it comes to podcasting and monetization, the way that it's done traditionally through Spotify and stuff, is you're locked in. But Fountain is trying to leverage open technologies to do monetization plus discoverability. So they've worked really hard to integrate Nostr and tools like Primal and other Nostr apps into here, so that when you are listening to a show, if you like a show, if you want to boost a show, then it gets sent out across the Nostr network, across the social network, in order to help people discover great high quality content. Because what better way to discover a new show, right? Do you want to discover it by just like opening your app and seeing, oh, there's a whole bunch of shows here? Or somebody that you already follow on a social network that you really care about their opinion, they boost a show and say, this episode was awesome, this guest was awesome, or here's a clip that I made. Fountain lets you create clips just like YouTube and others can make clips. You can make a clip yourself and share it out over on Nostr and make it really easy to share to Twitter and other social media networks. So some great things that they're doing there. And really, podcasting is just like a great fit for Nostr overall. I haven't done a show yet on Freedom Tech Weekend about Nostr. Magpie asked that this is being recorded. Missed the start. Yes, this is being recorded. It'll be archived on the TFTC YouTube channel and also on my personal X channel. And then I publish it out as an audio feed through RSS, through Podcasting 2.0. So let me read here what Oscar sent me about the Nostr stuff. It says, podcasting is one of the only mainstream media formats where content hosting and distribution is open. All other formats are controlled by centralized platforms. This makes it a great fit for Nostr's social media features because, and he gives me 2 points here. One, it makes it harder to build rich social features it makes it harder to build rich social features that work between different hosts and listening apps. Nostr can be the glue that connects them. And then two, podcasters are accustomed to having their audience listening on different apps, but want the more advanced social engagement features that centralized platforms historically provided, right? So like right now I'm broadcasting, I have to have YouTube open so I can see the comments on the TFTC YouTube. And then I also have to have on the side, which is tricky when I'm doing dual computers here. I've got Zap.stream open so I can see the comments there. It would be awesome if it was all just like brought together, right? And so I would love it if Zap.stream or Fountain. I'm not streaming live on Fountain. That would be great. That's a future step, right? Stream live on Fountain. But bring it all together using open protocols. I'm really enjoying using Fountain for publishing. They do some cool stuff where they will auto-generate chapters for me. They auto-generate my transcript for me. And then they build my RSS feed for me. And Davidas, he was the brains behind RSS Blue, and now he's partnered up with Oscar. This guy is like super fast at building stuff. RSS Blue and now at Fountain, both times I'll email him and say, hey, I would love to see like this feature, or I'd love to see this tweak, or I'm having this problem. And he'll like bang it out in just a few hours or, you know, within 24 hours and be like, hey, try it out and I'll see if it works. So I can't like recommend these guys enough. They do really great work. There are lots of other great people building in the Podcasting 2.0 space. So try them out too. Fountain is not the only one. I also recommend Adam Curry and Dave Jones' show. It's called Podcasting 2.0 and it's got this icon on it. They do a weekly thing. They call it the Podcast 2.0 Boardroom. board meeting where they talk about everything going on there. So I recommend you do that. Go check out the GitHub project. This is where they are building. This is where they're building all the podcasting 2.0 features. Something that I'd love to see is the ability to translate all my shows into different languages, but have them all in the same RSS feed. So that's something I'm going to start working on with them, is trying to localize my content to get further reach. But that's going to be it for today, because we have RHR coming up in 5 minutes. So hang around here on the TFTC channel on YouTube if you want to watch RHR. It's also going to be on X and other places. But I'm going to stop sharing my screen now. So let me get back to where I was, and let's end the screen share. Thank you. All right. Thanks for joining Freedom Tech Weekend. All you new listeners, if y'all don't like me, that's cool. But I'm going to be broadcasting hopefully on a weekly basis here on TFTC, as well as on my own channels. This is Freedom Tech Weekend, one tool that you can try out this weekend and to start decoupling yourself from captured proprietary technology and start getting your data back, right? Your data should be your data. Okay. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. Later.